So you mentioned Scoop. You know, they're our host here today, which is very cool. And talk a little bit about Scoop. You want to throw us a bag into frame?
That seems like too much of a commercial, don't you think? Do you want to do it?
Okay. Wanna, yeah, I don't know.
It feels too much.
Okay.
I can't. Just get a picture where I go. We used to do that.
Scoop.
That was a big commercial thing. It's like, can you get someone to catch the product without looking? That's always nice, right? As a finish.
How many takes did that take?
Usually takes many takes. I can tell you a little bit about Scoop. I met Greg Stroh, who had done Izzy, which was bought by Pepsi, and a friend of his, Dr. James Rouse. And we started riffing on different nutrition ideas, and James mixed up something that became our first product, and we all started using it. We're like, this is awesome, I'm feeling really good, what's up, you know? And we made a bunch for friends, and people had similar experiences, and it was, I liked it so much, I bought the company. Do you remember that Norelco commercial?
What was that?
I forget the dude's name, but it was like some dude who bought Norelco shavers,
and then
he put himself in the commercial. But I always think about Scoop a little bit like that, because it was sort of like, this stuff's so good, we should make a company. It's a little different, but...
Well, we were talking about things you're excited about, and you were like, really? Even back when you were still CPP, you could tell that you got jazzed when you could affect the product.
Yeah. So it's fun.
Helped build this one up.
Get to help formulate it, change the tastes of it.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's really fun. And then working on the packaging and the branding, some of the stuff that's more familiar for me, but still, I really enjoy it. So the things that I'm kind of into, food, and specifically I've been a bit of an advocate against GMOs, so, no GMOs, made in America. We sell through social sellers, so it creates like tons of jobs.
Wow.
And so it feels, it's hard to beat.
Products that are aligned with your
values.
It's really aligned.
So it's fun. I think that's part of what makes it fun to work on.
Well, that was the conversation we had about why you originally exited, that products weren't aligned with your values anymore. So if you're able to do that.
Yeah.